Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Okay, here we go.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday afternoon. Thanks for being with us. We are live in Flowery Branch, Falcons training camp. Practice over for the day, and they're headed south. They're going down to Miami, joint practice with the Dolphins the next couple of days. Preseason game number one on Friday as well. So it's crazy. Training camp's half over.
Yeah, man.
They've had more than half of the training camp practices that they're going to have. We spent so much time talking about it, ramping up, getting ready for it, and then all of a sudden you blink, and it's like, damn, all right.
Yeah, man.
We're half done.
You go down there, two practices. You're going to go – they get there today. Hopefully, you know, they can do delays with that storm and everything with Debbie hanging around and everything. But
yeah, they're probably going to have some bad weather on that drive.
Yeah, then you get a practice tomorrow. Practice tomorrow, practice Wednesday. Thursday, you'll do some stuff against each other, walk through and get ready for the game on Friday. But, yeah, I mean, this is, you know, it goes by so fast, you know. And before you know it, hell, Pittsburgh will be game week and ready for Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I look forward to
it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it'll be there, man. But, yeah, it's exciting for it to get an opportunity to as a veteran, you always were excited about watching the young guys because we know what to do. You know what to do. You know the aspect of how to get yourself ready and everything. But to watch them, you know, a lot of times have that big eye syndrome a lot of times.
Oh,
like, yeah. You watch, you're sitting in the locker room, and, you know, we done this so many times. You sit there, you look across there. And you see a young tight end over there, like, you all right? Huh? Like,
I just can't wait.
Yeah, man. They'd be so damn excited, man. Because I know when I was freaking excited.
Of course.
And we went down and we practiced all week against Tampa and everything with Warren Sapp and them and they had a good time. Just couldn't wait the next day to play the game. So, yeah, I know the
excitement. I bet that's a long day.
It is.
Because the kickoff's at like 7, 7:30 or whatever.
It is, man. Whew. It is. But, yeah, it's an unbelievable feeling to be able to go out there because you are playing – I mean, you can call it preseason. You're an NFL game.
It's an NFL game.
It's an NFL game.
Yeah, it's an NFL game.
It's really, really, really cool.
And some of the guys, that's the NFL game they're going to get.
Yep.
You know, some of the guys aren't going to make the team that plays in the regular season.
Yep.
Hopefully they do, but preseason's going to be the action they get, which, again – is further than 99.99999% of people that play football make it. It's really incredible to even make it into a training camp, let alone get on the field for a preseason game. We had J.D. Bertrand on the show in the first hour, and he's in that situation. Fifth-round draft pick. He's going to make the team. He's going to make the 53-man team, probably. Special teams and backup linebacker and all that kind of stuff. But talking to him about Friday, I mean, he said the right thing. He's like, well, I'm going to do what I always do. I'm going to go through my routine. Okay. But it's still going to be – there's going to be a couple moments where it's like, oh, my God, this is crazy. Yes. I'm about to play in an NFL football game tonight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't ever let anybody take it. The one thing I learned from a veteran my first year is they don't ever get to a point where it gets old.
Yep.
Now, you can be like, oh, whatever, but once you get out there and strap them things on, it ain't no, damn, I'm out here for preseason. No, you got to go play because that's when you get your ass hurt.
That, right. You can't let down the mentality because just because it's a preseason play doesn't mean that guy over there doesn't weigh 300 pounds.
Yeah.
The other thing is – it's really cool to be a professional football player.
It really is.
You know what I mean? Like, don't let that ever get to your head. Obviously not the same thing, but you get people in this business that do that same idea. It's like, dude, all you wanted to do was cover sports your whole life. Now you're complaining about having to do it?
Yeah.
There's worse jobs.
Yes, they are.
There's worse jobs. You could go get a real one if you hate this so much.
Yeah.
If this is such a burden on you to have to be up here doing this, you can go do a real job. Anyway, we got a lot to get to here in this hour. We will get to the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40. A little bit more Falcons specific and Falcons audio, some of what we saw from practice today as we're out here at Flower Branch in about 20 minutes. But let's start off the hour with an NFL no huddle. NFL no huddle every single day to lead the noon hour, and a lot to talk about, obviously, this time of year with training camp preseason in full swing. Let's hear Chris Lindstrom, who was on with Abe. He was on with Abe. I believe this must have been from Friday. From Friday. This is from Abe's interview with Chris Lindstrom on Friday, talking about adjusting to Zach Robinson's offense.
I think number one, the biggest thing is always language, right? The different language of either the plays or the calls and stuff like that, and the emphasis of things. You might already know what that assignment is, but it has a different name. And so I think just that's the biggest thing first, and then just understanding the philosophy and going out and executing it. But, you know, we're fortunate enough that Coach Ledford was able to come back for us, and so that's a stability, and we just know that we're going to, you know, he always talks about it, speed off the ball.
It's a good point.
Yeah, it is. It is. You know, usually when staff change over, a lot of the coaches go. Led is one of the better offensive line coaches in the league, actually.
Not everybody loves him.
Not surprised that he was retained by Rod to be his offensive line coach. And he's right. I mean, that's just the only thing about going from one offense to the same, because they're all the same play. They all mean the same concept. It's just called a different way. And that's always the biggest thing. You know, the O-line, it was always you talk to them. I got three responsibilities. Remember the formation, but because I'm the right guard, I don't ever have to worry about it. Just remember which way the damn play is going. Just remember my odds for my evens, my blue for my reds. All right? Yellows from red. Just always remember that, all right?
You make it sound pretty easy.
You know, we know red, we know this, we know red, we're going right. We know yellow, we're going left. Or they changed up to blue. Blue means left. I mean, that's the big
thing. That part's easy.
Yes.
Then you do have to block a
huge, man, that's the hardest part.
A huge guy who's
blocking
to
a dude.
Get to the quarterback, or maybe you're trying to get a run going in the opposite direction. Look, we know who the offensive line is going to be. We know he's going to be there. McGarry's going to be to his right. We know who's going to be to the left of him. Like, the offensive line is set, barring injury. Hopefully, you get those five guys all year. Probably not going to happen because it normally doesn't happen, but we know who it's going to be opening day. Who they're going up against on a daily basis in practice.
Yes.
That's the interesting part.
Yes.
Because obviously we're focused on the edge and who's going to be rushing the passer. And I know Braylon Trice has been making a little bit of noise and playing with the ones a little bit more the last week or so. That interior is stacked.
Yes.
Like, they got a ton of bodies.
They got a lot of bodies. Can you get production out of those bodies?
Well, I think
I'm pretty sure
you're going to
know what you're going to get from those two guys.
Yeah.
You pretty much know what you're going to get from those guys. It's that depth behind them, so you don't have to play the hell out of those first two guys.
Exactly.
The thing about it, because Grady don't play all those plays. I mean, obviously you want to play, don't get me wrong, but Grady has to play all those damn plays because you can't take them out. You can't take them out.
The drop off has been substantial. Well, you spent the second round draft pick on Ruka Ro-Ro-Ro, so hopefully he's the guy you can count on. Brandon Dorlus in the fourth round. Taquan Graham, people have been talking about him a ton throughout training camp.
It's about time for him to go.
Eddie Goldman?
Eddie's
getting reps with the ones. Mm-hmm. Eddie hadn't played since 2021, so he's fresh.
He's fresh.
Catavius Street, like, I don't know. There's all kinds of names back there. And that's when we talked to Smoke and Joe and others who are super familiar with the roster and how things are breaking down right now. Like, that might be the hardest cuts.
I do think that though.
You're going to have guys that don't make this squad at that position, interior defensive line, that are going to get snapped up by other teams that are NFL quality guys. And that's what I mean. Raheem Morris has even talked about it when he's been asked about it the last week or so. Is like, we might keep guys more at a certain spot than historically, just because these guys, we want the best 53.
Yeah.
Like, we might have an overstacked interior just because those guys are really good and find a way to use them.
Well, I mean, the biggest or the most players in one room are always the offensive defensive lines anyways. I mean, so you got to find depth. But just because you got bodies don't mean it's depth. You know what I mean? Like, you got to get some dudes in there that when your guys are off the field – okay, it might be a drop-off, but it can't be a significant drop-off because they're not as good as those other guys, but you can't be the liability group.
Yeah.
All right, you know, what they call it in the hockey, line change. Line change comes in,
yeah.
And then the offensive coordinator, he peeps it. Oh, yeah. Hold on. Scratch everything.
Run it up the middle.
Yeah, scratch everything. Yeah. All right, scratch everything.
Run it at that guy.
Grady's out. Scratch everything.
Yeah, and again, like, Grady's still going to play the majority of the snaps, so you're not going to get a ton of snaps even in a rotation. Okay, so you're going to be fresh. Like, we're just talking about, like, you're going to get 15, 20 snaps a game. Like,
give it all.
Got to make them. Got to make them.
Give
count.
It all.
Got to make them count. All right, we'll get to some other audio from around the league. A life comes at you fast clip from Davante Adams in just a minute. But Tyreek Hill, the number one player in the NFL's top 100.
I think the funny thing is that
– Falcons have to guard him tomorrow.
They're talking about from the previous year.
Yeah, just to explain. So this is the one that NFL Network does the players vote.
Yes. Okay. And it's on NFL Plus this year, so they don't have the whole show like they usually have with the countdown every day and whatever.
Okay.
But this is what happens. I say this every year. And everybody, Patrick Mahomes is the best player in football. Barnett.
Yeah.
I don't understand how Tyreek – well, it don't make no difference because Tyreek is one of the best players in football. They give you a list. All right. This is what usually happens. They give you a list, Andy. They give you a piece of paper with 20 slots. They give you the Pro Bowl ballot, everything like that. And you just write down who you think are the best 20 players in the league. And that's what happens. Somehow they formulate and all that other crap. I don't know how they get 90 through 100. I don't even care. But it's just funny to me that some people want to get up in arms about it. But, hey, Tyreek Hill is one of the best players in football.
Yeah, I mean, if he's not number one, he's top five.
Yes. I mean, there's a lot of dudes that don't do what he does.
Yeah.
Like, he is – yeah, he's that good, and he was rewarded. I mean, he was one of those things that didn't say receivers. He was hitting, but he wasn't saying. He was kind of like –
He was strongly hitting.
Hey, congratulations over there, Jefferson. Yeah. Congratulations, Armand. Good job. Congratulations and everything. And I think this is one of those things where he knew it was going to come. They were going to give him his contract, some kind of contract, essentially readjusted because he did have no more guarantees. And so what they did, they put some guarantees into the contract and everything, and he's happy as long as he's happy because he's so vital to what they do. I mean, the way he shifts a whole game plan.
Oh, you see it. When he's on the field, their offense is one thing.
Yes.
When he's not, because he was banged up a little bit last year, their offense is a completely different thing. I mean, there's a legitimate argument for him as the MVP of the NFL every single year that he plays in that offense system. $90 million contract, no New Year's, but they moved it around a little bit. He's going to get a lot more money up front. Good for him. He deserves it. Dwight Freeney, Devin Hester, Andre Johnson, Julius Peppers, Patrick Willis, Steve McMichael, and Randy Gratishar are now in the Hall
of Fame. Love it.
Did you get to watch much of that on Saturday?
I did not, but I recorded it all. I watched some of it last night when I got home. Just excited for a lot of these guys that had an opportunity. And we talked about it Friday. The Steve McMichael part of it was great. We had Richard Dent and all those guys at his house, bedside, with him getting his grand. The gold jacket was freaking outstanding. Devin Hester and his emotion was just unbelievable, especially Deion freaking Sanders, your idol. I remember when he broke that record, like, Deion was there, and it was just unbelievable. So good for all the fellas.
Just so many great moments. I love seeing everybody's kids, too. Like, it's
good for all the boys.
It's very, very cool. All right, here's Davante Adams in a very different situation than he used to be in.
Well, they both come out here and you know, had a good start to camp, and you know, both guys are definitely putting their best foot forward, and it's a hell of a competition. I think they're more battling with one another or with themselves versus one another, and you can see them continue to get better and grow at, you know, all the things that they're struggling with, or, you know, continuing to improve on things that they've done well. So you know, still kind of up for grabs right now as far as, you know, what I see. I don't know if anyone's completely run off with it, but, you know, they're both doing the best job they can to come out here and make plays and make this offense as efficient as possible.
That's what you want. That's what you want.
You want him to say the right thing.
Yeah.
He irritated.
You can hear him. He said the right thing. I just mean that's what you want when you're him at that point in his career, is Gardner Minshew versus Aiden O'Connell quarterback competition in camp.
Oh,
that's what you're looking for.
I mean,
having played with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, man. But Gardner,
and then spent the whole offseason flirting with him.
And then, I mean, look about last year. He had to play with damn Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah. Let's,
I love in the when I stopped watching that receiver show, whatever, it was one of the last ones he said, and I made the call. I love Jimmy. He getting it done.
Yeah, he doesn't have it anymore.
And I made the call. Hey,
take him out the pasture.
Hey, I got to get him out of here, man. He about to get me. Because that was a game. What are they playing? I think they were playing the Packers. And, like, Jimmy threw a layover the middle, and he got drilled. And I know that feeling. And he was like, hey, man, either he got to go or I got to go.
Gardner Minshew. Aiden O'Connell.
Man, look how good he was.
I like Gardner Minshew.
He just one of them dudes. He going to have that 1 year, man. He going to have that year, and then he going to go back to backup status.
No.
Yeah. He's not going to play like he played in Indy last year.
No, and neither is Aiden O'Connell. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com. They got anybody else over there?
Stidham? If this competition in Pittsburgh ends early.
Ah, interesting.
If it ends early and Justin Fields is the guy.
Russell the Raider.
Call Russell.
Okay.
Because I don't think Russell's going to play as a backup.
No, Russ doesn't want to be the backup.
Call Russell.
He'll say all the right things. Yeah. He doesn't want to be
Call back. Russell.
When they asked him about Justin Fields, he talked about how he's been his mentor for a decade.
You remember that?
He doesn't view himself as Justin Fields' backup.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, yeah, I've been telling him what to do for years.
Yeah, call Russell.
All right, we'll come call back. Russell. We'll let you hear a little bit of what some of the Falcons players had to say over the weekend. 12,000 people in the stadium on Friday night to watch the open practice. I know Abe was there broadcasting as well. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Monday afternoon, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We get back into a couple different Falcons storylines as they head down to Miami today for joint practice tomorrow and Wednesday. Preseason game number one on Friday. Got a chance to check out a lot of practice earlier today and talk to J.D. Bertrand as well. If you missed that conversation with the Falcons rookie linebacker, that will be available via the Andy and Randy podcast. Just subscribe to the Andy and Randy podcast, right? Wherever you get your podcasts, Odyssey, Spotify, iTunes, wherever you get it, or head over to 92.9thegame.com, the Andy and Randy page. All of our daily good stuff sent your way every single day. Let's get a quick Olympic update here. Noah Lyles won the gold yesterday in the 100.
Pew!
He's fast. All those guys are. Pew! That was crazy. I love a race like that. Like, obviously, the women's 100 was incredible as well, but that was dominated.
Yeah.
Like
the
lady from San Lucia that won that thing was incredible. Julian Alfred. Noah Lyles came from behind and won that thing.
He was like, I think I raised him more. He was seventh At the 50?
Yeah. If it was like 5 meters shorter, he wouldn't have won it.
No.
Like, he needed every inch to catch those guys and win it, which is part of why he's so good at the 200 and probably going to win gold in that later this week as well. But, I loved it. It was awesome. Like, all the fastest dudes in the world.
They lived up to it.
So close. Yes. Yeah. I mean, a literal photo finish, thousandths of seconds separating the fastest men in the world. It's pretty cool.
Chess won it. He said the whole, world champion with his chest. He won a damn 100-meter with his chest.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. For all the Noah Lyles, negativity, and there's plenty online. I mean, he won gold, so say whatever he wants.
Whatever, dude. I'm on that podium.
He won gold.
I'm on that podium. I got the highest of highest.
He's the gold medalist in the 100-meter dash.
At the Olympics.
That's it. Yeah. I mean, sorry.
Yeah, it ain't the national championship or nothing like that. It ain't NCAA. No, this is the
Olympics.
No, it's
not the world champion, and he's the world champion too, but it's not what it is.
Yeah.
He's a gold medalist at the Olympics in the 100-meter dash. That means he's the guy. And again, did all the negativity stem from the NBA thing? Like, it was saying that you can't call yourself NBA champion?
This is the one thing that, and I'll take it from perspective, it was because of social media now. It wasn't that big a deal when he said it. But it was a bigger deal.
Is there anything
The reason it was a big deal is because KD and everybody clapped back.
Okay.
And that right there. But I mean, Noah, he has a personality that is what it is. You know?
Yeah.
And the thing about it is, he ain't changed who he's been. He's always been like this. He's always talked his talk and everything like that. Got a little annoyingness about him.
Agreed.
He got a little annoyingness about him. But
I'll say this. I mean, I stopped watching the Sprinter show because I was like, well, I don't want to dislike him.
Right.
He's a little annoying. Yes. I don't want to watch him anymore. But also, you don't have to hang out with him.
Exactly.
He's just a runner. He's a fast runner.
He's a fast runner who went and won 100-meter
dash. What does his personality have anything to do with it?
I don't know. Everything about it. Love how he ripped the number off, showed it off. Obviously, going over to see Mama and his lady, it was always awesome and everything. But, I mean, so? Dude, this 100-meter gold medal. I never had no issue with him. I just thought he was funny acting. And I think his mouth was funny. Yeah, he got Muppet teeth.
He got
a Muppet mouth.
He made me not want to watch that Sprinter show. But, again, I stopped watching.
Right.
And it was as simple as that. I was like, all right, well, I don't want to watch this guy anymore.
Yeah.
I'll just watch him when he runs because that's the thing that he does that people pay attention to. He's not in the personality Olympics. If he was, he probably wouldn't win gold. But maybe I wouldn't either. You know what I mean? So it is what it is. Ryan Krauser, I don't know if anybody watched any of this, but we were talking about the shot putters last week.
Dude, you remember I was talking
that
about him.
They're the same size.
They're the same.
They're gigantic.
But I guess
humans.
It was in a minute. They're big, but they're more leaner. Like, dude had more.
Not him.
I know. That's why when I saw this one, I was like, hold on. So who the hell are the other dudes?
Yeah.
Them other dudes don't look like that.
They must have been the JV squad.
That's why I said, was it a JV? Was
that
it a,
guy.
Was it a JV heat?
Yeah.
Because when I saw him compared to when I saw the previous day, I was like.
He looked, remember on ESPN? Oh. Back in the early days of ESPN, they would show the strongman competitions like Magnus vs. Magnuson and all those guys.
Yes.
That's what he looked like.
I was like, when I saw him, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
That don't look like them boys that were throwing a shot put the other day.
And then they had a Jamaican guy who was left-handed. I never seen a left-handed shot putter before. I think he won silver. He wasn't? Bronze? Okay, he won bronze. All right, well, he was in the top.
Scotty Scheffler, he won a gold medal, which was the emotion that he showed.
Yeah, and rightfully so.
Like,
he shot a 29 on the back nine. Like, he came and got that thing out of nowhere. He was 4 strokes off the lead at the beginning of the day. And then Jon Rahm looked like he was going to put that thing
John
away.
Jon Rahm ain't won in forever.
And then he choked. He choked. And it is what it is. Like, guys choke sometimes. Rory choked earlier this year. Jon Rahm yesterday. Scotty Scheffler went and got it, and he's the best golfer in the world, and now he adds that to the list of stuff he's done this year.
Yeah, man.
Like, all Scotty's done
and
is
and
dominant.
He been locked up.
Yeah, got locked up.
Locked up.
Won the Masters. Won a gold. Had a son. You know what I mean?
He had a hell of a 25.
He's had
24.
24.
He had a hell of a boy.
I don't know how he's going to top this one.
Good for him, man. Locked up.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I mean, he's mentally tough, man. Once that heavy door closed,
your
whole life flashed.
To come back from those depths.
Yeah.
You know what
his
I mean?
His whole life flashed.
To rehabilitate his life after being locked up.
Locked up.
I think he was scared straight.
Yeah.
I mean, he came back and has been phenomenal. Actually, he hasn't won a major since then, but he won the gold medal. He won the gold medal. A 62 in the final round and a 29 on Sunday is crazy. Katie Ledecky won the 800 meters. I watched that. That was like, I have a hard time with the swimming ones because they just take so long.
Ever.
It's like, I'm happy she won, obviously, and I understand what she's done is incredible. But it was like the sprint and some of these other ones, they all happen like that. The 800 meters took like, how long did that take? 5 minutes or something like that? Long 8 minutes. And it was like, all right, hopefully she can maintain this pace for 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
I'm going to sit here and I'm going to watch.
Fell out trying to swim 10 minutes in a row. There's no way. Like, I throw some doggy paddle in there.
No, I would die.
Or just stop and hold on to the wall.
The 1,500 meter in swimming is the most outrageous thing
in
the world.
Let me just hang on to the wall for about, like, she can sit on the wall and wait a minute until everybody catches up.
Yeah, and then swim some more. All right, I'm going to catch my breath. I'm going to go back there and get it.
Yeah.
Bobby Fink did win a gold medal in the 1,500 for the
men. Yeah, I saw that. Simone just finished out silver in the floor.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so she's walked away with 3 golds and 1 silver.
Hell yeah.
Good for her, man.
What else do we got today? Like you just said, balance beam and floors today. Discus. Oh, the 3-on-3 gold and bronze medal matches. Apparently the guys, Americans, aren't so good at 3-on-3.
They stink, Andy.
Boy, you know what? They sure do.
They stink.
I guess Jimmer wasn't the key to gold.
When we saw that anyways, I was like,
Jimmer? All right, cool. Great. I remember him from 20 years ago at BYU. Maybe he's awesome at 3-on-3 now. No, he's not. It turns out that he's not. They got smoked by the Dutch.
Dutch.
At basketball. Come on, man. We're Americans. We're supposed to dominate certain things, and that's one of them.
I mean,
even the most embarrassing Olympic performance we ever had in basketball, we got bronze.
When you saw the team, did you automatically?
I had no idea.
I mean,
I was like, I don't know. When I watched it, I had even less of an idea.
Anytime that it's on, I'm sitting there watching like, damn, this looks so unorganized.
It's not bad. Yeah. It's a totally different thing than 5-on-5 full court basketball.
Yeah.
And they picked the wrong guys. They just flat out. You know, that's my 2020 view in hindsight.
Well, they're going to get
back. They picked the wrong
guys.
Maybe
they just needed this as a template to know that, okay, we got to get some back-end NBA guys that are actually on teams now.
Why, though?
I don't know.
I have millions of dollars, I'm not going out there to
play. That's what I said, back-end guys.
But if you're in the NBA, you got millions of dollars. I'm not going out there to scrap it out with some rando.
Maybe, man.
You need to go down to the YMCA.
Go get, hell, tell Ice Cube to have open thing. I'm sorry. Man could get it done. I'm sure he can get it done.
Like Steven Jackson
and Gary
Payton out there.
Who's more likely to win a gold medal, Jimmer Ferdat or ISO Joe?
ISO Joe.
What are we doing?
Yeah. 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 For sure. Yeah. I don't know, man.
You think the Dutch is gonna punk Steven Jackson?
No.
Nah.
Come on, man.
Can't punk Steven Jackson.
Yeah. Go get Steven.
Like the
go
see
get,
you try. Go get Edwin Steven, Van der Sar.
Go get Steven Jackson. See if Vernon Maxwell can still play.
Sure, get him out there.
Yeah, go get some dudes. If we don't win, we're going to win something.
21-6.
I'm leaving with something.
You know,
they
I'm leaving,
lost
you know what
21
say?
To 6.
I'm
21
leaving,
to 6
I'm
to the Dutch.
Bro. I'll leave with something.
To the Dutch.
Denzel say.
Was it make it, take it?
What's
happening?
It's not.
It's awesome. Awful. It was just awful.
Hey, the preseason coaches poll in college football is out. You're going to be shocked to learn, Randy, that
what?
The coaches in college football think Georgia's the best team in the country.
Damn it!
Yeah.
I didn't want nobody to know. I wanted to come up and sneak up on people this year, man.
Rat poison.
I wanted to come up and sneak up on people.
Georgia, Ohio State, Oregon, Texas, and Alabama.
Yeah.
That's the top 5.
Not surprising.
Nope.
I mean, all of those are good teams. I think all of those teams are can win the national title this year. I think those 5 teams definitely can win one this year. And there's other teams outside it, obviously. But I think those 5 teams right there can win a national championship.
Do you want to know the next 5?
Is 6 Ole Miss?
It is.
Okay.
All right. 7? We just talked to a guy from 7.
Okay, 7's Notre Dame.
Notre Dame, yeah.
8, Florida State?
Close. Florida State's 10.
Okay.
The 8th team is in trouble again for violations from last year.
Michigan's all the way up there?
There's talk that they're going to strip the national championship.
No, I don't think that's going to happen, Andy.
And give it to the Washington Huskies. There's talk.
So,
I'm talking about it.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen.
People on the radio are talking about it.
They can put their printing press up there. T-shirt press? Yeah, it's not good. They're not going to get a national championship T-shirt. They're not taking that.
I don't know. We'll
but it's
see.
Crazy.
People on the radio
are
saying.
Are the NCAA bored?
Yeah.
Are they just bored?
They're
like,
bored.
Really? Like, come on, man.
Well, I think they found out a little bit more info because Sharon Moore, who's their head coach now, deleted some text messages that he had sent.
51 text messages.
To Connor Lyles.
Yes.
It's just like, they're going to find out. Like, if you deleted text messages in this day and age and they are looking into it legally, they're going to find it because just because it's not on your phone anymore, and people need to know this, just because it's not on your phone doesn't mean the phone company doesn't have records.
Right.
So all those nasty texts you sent exist.
Yeah.
They're still out there.
Yeah, man.
Somebody might expose you.
You got to call some kind of law firm.
You exposed yourself.
You got to call some kind of law firm. They get that stuff off. But we're talking about the big threat.
And then Penn State's 9th.
Okay. I understand that, you know, Ice Cube, for everybody who's sending me, I know Ice Cube challenged the gold medal winners or whatever, and it's 3-on-3, right? That's what Ice Cube did. I want to see it start from the beginning with them.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see. I don't want to challenge nobody. No, I want to see it. All right, I want you to get Steven Jackson, Charlie Villanueva, and
yeah, man.
Charlie Villanueva, ISO Joe.
I see. Yes. Exactly.
That team will win a gold medal.
Maybe. Maybe.
No, they will.
Maybe they will.
They will.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think some of the – I don't know how much cardio some of those guys are doing. But, yeah, you're on the right track.
Yes.
There's some –
That
probably
event, it was held outdoors this year, so.
Yeah. No, I was
going to take it out of them pretty quick.
Of the sports that are, like, adjacent to the actual sport that we watch, like, three-on-three half court at the Olympics is not the same thing as five-on-five full court basketball.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know that any sport is less similar – to its parent sport than three-on-three half-court basketball is. Like, it's so weird.
I don't necessarily disagree. Rugby sevens compared to full-squad rugby's a whole different sport.
Yeah, no, fair enough, fair enough. But, like, it's just, like, guys that are amazing at five-on-five full-court basketball, it's just different.
But the highlight for me of the weekend watching the Olympics was yesterday, and I know it's probably the old match, but I don't care. Watching Great Britain and India play in field hockey. And watching a field hockey, like, PK situation, the funniest damn thing ever. Because, Andy, first of all, like, it ain't no one-hit go. You know what I mean? No, dog, you running around with the whole thing. He was backing the damn goalie down like he was Shaq and then reached around for it. Dude, it was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Field hockey is insane.
Field hockey penalties is just, to win the game.
Yeah,
it's unreal.
People that play field hockey must end up with bad backs.
They have to.
You're so hunched over for the entire
time. It was crazy though.
I will. There is no harder sport that I've ever done play by play on than women's college field hockey.
Right.
Because they all wear the same like ponytail with like a red bow in their hair. So like sometimes I'm doing a soccer game. It's like, all right, her hair looks like this. She's got yellow cleats on.
Right.
Like whatever, you can differentiate. They all look the exact same. So. My bad. I'm trying. Because the only people that are watching Colonial Athletic Association streaming women's field hockey
are parents.
Our parents.
Yeah.
And if you say their daughter's name wrong.
They're going to get Abe, of course.
They're going to get Abe, of course. Abe was also watching.
Of course.
He thought I did a good job, though. But the girl's mom didn't. That's not how you say it.
Oh, you got – I was like,
it never happened.
Did you get hit with a Yelp complaint?
No, but I did get some nice emails. They were like, hey, you very clearly took it seriously. Thank you for trying so hard. Yeah, man. Trying to make it. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Thanks for being with us here on a Monday afternoon. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy, 20 minutes away from the most important story of the day. Kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Get back into the weekend that was. Obviously, Falcons open practice on Friday night. Sounded like everything went great. 12,000 strong in the Benz. Talk about the Braves as well. Started off awesome.
Yeah.
Thursday and Friday, cool. Saturday and Sunday, not as cool. Day off today. Back at it tomorrow. Hopefully they play better. I don't know what to say. They played like crap yesterday. They scored zero runs against one of the worst teams in baseball. Not the worst team in baseball, though. The White Sox have now lost 20 games in a row.
Unbelievable.
Which is really something.
Unbelievable.
Really something. They're just a couple of losses away from the all-time record.
Who has that?
Go ahead and go for it.
Who has that?
I think 25 is the modern record.
Right.
Or 26 or something like that. And then 27 is the record. I don't know what the difference between modern and non-modern is, but they're close.
Right.
They're close to it.
That's awful.
Not a record you want.
No.
But if you're going to suck, be the best at it.
I mean, you might as well. We know what you're doing, so just, you know. It's got to be a miserable to be a player on that.
Yeah.
Because baseball's so long.
Yeah.
It's so long. It's so many games. Mm-hmm. And you're just sitting there like, damn. Ah, well. At least we're getting paid.
Yeah, well, we don't play for them cover them.
Yeah, at least I'm getting paid.
Yeah, that's right. And it could be worse.
Yeah,
you could have a real
that's
job.
That's the biggest thing. It could be worse, man.
You could not get paid $3 million to be a relief pitcher.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but Andy, I had a lot of fun this weekend. Went up to Nashville. The bus that we talked about, it was freaking awesome.
Looked very nice.
It was freaking awesome. Got up to Nashville, saw my wife, went to see Boys and Men. It was freaking awesome. It was just awesome. We had a good time. It ain't nothing like people my age at a concert with a band you love having a good-ass time. It wasn't no fights. It was just, excuse me, what you know about that right there, boy?
Everybody knows all the words.
Everybody knows all the words. We had a freaking outstanding time, man.
What was the solution for the deep voice guy?
I don't even remember it because I was so litty when I got to Nashville because the bus ride, you could drink on the bus. So I was lit.
How long did that ride take?
I don't even remember. All I remember, I got on the bus, and I was damn near Nashville. Four episodes of Vikings and a whole lot of Tito's.
Because that's not a short drive.
No, and a whole lot of Tito's.
If you're drinking the whole time, yeah, you might not remember how long it took to get to
Nashville. Whole lot of Tito's, man. But I had a good time. Got to hang out with my family. That damn Gaylord, I mean, I see why I go to All Inclusive. Because I was like, damn, dog, $8 for a beer? You still bought them now. Ooh. Yeah, dog. It was trimming and everything. Then the water park. I hate water parks, but they wanted to go, fine, whatever. But the most emotional weekend was because you remember my baby girl, Kosh, senior in high school,
yep.
Emotional. My son, he just transferred to West Georgia, moved to his first apartment. I'm emotional. All right, get back yesterday from Nashville. My son, Sean, go back to school yesterday. Had to watch him pull out the driveway, emotional. But today, man, my boy, my dog, first day of middle school. Emotion.
Damn, that's a lot of stuff.
A lot of damn
bad
emotions in one damn weekend, bro.
Can you have one kid who's not doing something monumental right now?
Emotional weekend for dad, man. Where all my babies going off growing up. And I'm just sitting like, whew, my baby. But that's all I thought. I was like, damn. What? I mean, they're just growing and leaving.
What was the morning? Because we talked a lot about sixth grade.
Yeah, man.
And the difference between fifth and sixth.
Yeah.
What was the morning like? What was the outfit?
He was fitted up, dog.
I'm sure he was.
He was fitted up. Mom took coat bridge. He was fitted up, ready and everything. And so we get there, drop him off, you know, and I was just looking at him walking to the school. Like, and if you can tell it's a little bit older because he was getting fit checked. You know, like, sure. I can look at a little kid looking at him up and down, looking at his fit and everything. Yeah, my boy fresh as hell today. First day of school fresh. But, yeah, you could, that's where he's like, the fit check.
God.
I gave him, like, 2 pointers when you go into middle school. That's it. Don't ask no kid how to get to anything. All right? Because they're going to see you to the bathroom, they're going to beat you up.
Yeah, they're going to trick you.
All right? That's exactly what I said. I said, don't do that.
They're going to trick you.
They're going to try to trick you.
Yeah. Or at least they're going to lie to you.
Like, all right, yeah.
They might not beat you up, but they're
going to lie. Don't do that, none of that right there, dog. All right? And I said, anybody step to you. All right, and I promise you, you won't get in trouble by me. All right, now your mama a different thing. All right, it's my step to you wrong. Hit him first.
Yeah,
hit him first.
Great advice.
Yeah, man, because you don't know eighth grade punch strength.
Hey,
you know what I mean.
And again, some of those eighth graders are supposed to be ninth and tenth.
Yeah,
grade.
That's what I'm saying, dog. So I'm like,
those people
man.
Might have driver's
license. Yeah, and it was a small point. I said, don't hang around the kids with the mustache. For that reason right there. But it's good though. It's good because they keep them all separated. And
yeah.
But eventually, you might run
though.
Past, dog.
You never know.
You might run past, man.
Sixth grade is a different thing.
Yeah, man. So yeah,
a different thing.
Always be ready.
And they're looking for the weak one.
Yeah,
you know?
Always be ready, dog.
Don't be the weak.
He about as big as some of them eighth graders.
Oh yeah,
too.
No, he's fine. Yeah. I would pay good money to see what my first day of sixth grade outfit looked like. Because I was set up, man. There was a setup. I had just gotten braces on.
Oh.
So I was like braces that week, so you can't eat anything because your teeth are all sore.
Right.
With braces. I had a bowl cut. And God knows what I was wearing. Who knows? I mean, it's no telling. But yeah, it's no surprise. Sixth grade was a little rough for your boy. We figured it out. It makes you tough, man. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo here.
Bringing you the stories that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show. It's the back page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back page with Bo every day at this time. Hello, Bo.
It's about that time of the week to catch up on what Snoop Dogg's been doing at the Olympics. So I got a couple here for you. Here's Snoop calling some BMX.
My main man, Jose Torres.
It is.
You mean he's two women and dealing in gold medal for Philly? Watch this twist right here. Bang, bang. Now give me the big one. This is the big fish right here. Come on, give it to me. Give it to me, Jose. Wind it up. Ooh, that was fly right there. I don't even know what to call that.
Now, that was Snoop calling BMX on TV, so forgive him for not being as detailed as you may, you know, be if you were calling BMX on radio.
I knew exactly what he was saying the dude did.
I forgive him for anything. Yeah. He can say whatever he wants.
Yeah, I knew exactly.
I think we've all made the agreement that he can call whatever sport he wants and say whatever he wants about it, and it's totally fine. Like, there's no expectation of, like, technical terms. I just want his honest reaction to what he's watching.
Yeah. Yeah. So one more for you here. Snoop actually went and hung out with Andres Carter, who calls soccer for Telemundo. Andres is teaching Snoop how to make the goal.
Muy especial. Ni más ni menos. S-N.
Double
O-P. Double
Snoop Dogg, how are you, man?
Thanks so much for being on Telemundo.
Gracias, señor. Thank you for having me.
Muchas gracias. Okay, it's 0-0. Let's pretend it's 0-0 in minute 89. Who would you like to score? Let's say Lindsay Horan, the captain.
Lindsay Horan, the captain.
Ahí viene Lindsay Horan con la pelota. You have to, I mean, I'm not going to tell you what to do.
Show me.
Okay. Ahí viene Lindsay Horan con la pelota. Peligro viene. Gol!
Snoop got some breath in him. Where's that come from?
Boy, you know how to hold that thing. He know how to hold that thing too long.
I can hold it.
I love it, man. I love it. I love it. And you know what? Snoop can call every sport, man, because it makes it fun.
Yeah.
It makes it fun.
I know that there are some broadcasters that are over there that are a little salty about
it. Oh, yeah, I bet.
They can't say anything because everybody loves it.
Right.
And you don't want to be a hater. But,
right.
Like, there are some people that are like, what? I went to school for this.
What?
Been working my whole life.
What do you mean Snoop Dogg coming in the booth
to get an opportunity to call the I've been grinding.
What do you mean Snoop
Dogg? Calling AAA baseball for 3 decades. I finally got the chance to work for NBC. I'm not even on NBC.
Yes.
I'm on USA.
Yes.
Doing crossbow. And they got Snoop on the couch next to Mike Tirico. Yeah. But it's cool though. It's fine. Whatever.
No, you can't say nothing.
No.
No.
If you say anything, you sound like the biggest hater in the universe. But there's definitely some broadcasters over there like, cool. Way to go, Snoop.
Maybe those broadcasters over there are just jealous about how much money Snoop's making over there. It's reported that Snoop's pulling in 500 G's a day.
What?
For being
who?
Over there
from
calling
who?
The Olympics.
From NBC?
Yeah, I guess so. He's there.
500 grand a day?
He's on the NBC cover, so yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, Snoop. 500 a day?
Wait till
the whole time?
Wait till the guy finds that out.
Oh, man.
He's like, what?
You let them find that out.
He's going to come back.
I'm getting per diem.
I got a per diem.
I got to pay. I pay my flight.
And they're paying for my hotel. This guy's getting $1 million every 2 days to do this. Well, I mean, they just do $77 billion at the NBA. So
yeah, they got it.
NBC's got it.
Snoop's come back with enough money to open up another dispensary. So It's Really Quan is the TikTok handle guy that caught up to Xavier Leggett at Carolina Panthers training camp, decided to play a little game of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
You were taking the interview. Who I'm talking to?
Xavier Leggett, mother South Carolina Knight.
Okay, my boy in the spot. Man, what position you play?
Wide receiver.
What's your number?
17.
What school you from again?
I went to the University of South Carolina.
Okay, talk that talk. Let me ask you this, bro. You smarter than a fifth grader?
Man. Hey, y'all be asking some crazy stuff.
Hey, some light questions, all right? Yeah. How old are you, Xavier?
I'm 23.
You're 23 years old. Your number 17 and you're 23 years old. If you was born 10 years ago, how old would you be?
Man. I cut the camera.
Hey, just give me your best answer, doggy.
No.
Don't do it, dog.
One more. How many months in a year got 28 days?
Only one.
Which month is that?
February.
And you're 100% sure?
Yeah.
And you going with that?
I'm going with February.
All right, you my boy, so I'm going to give you one more chance. How many months in a year got 28 days?
February.
Just February?
Yeah.
No other month?
Nah.
No other month got 28 days?
Nah. Come on.
Sticking with February. That's why you my dog. But you wrong, though.
There you have it.
It's a trick question, man.
It is a trick question.
It's a trick question.
Why you going to do my boy like that?
Now, the 10 plus 23 one wasn't a trick question.
No, that wasn't a trick question. Right. He was like,
Have you seen, you know how, like, on Instagram or Reels or whatever, they'll put the AI translate on it so it'll just dictate what you're saying?
Uh-huh.
So, like, closed captions, essentially. Have you seen closed caption try to do him?
No.
It just doesn't know.
Really?
Gives up. It's like, who knows?
Oh, really?
Who knows what he just said? That was a bunch of letters that didn't actually make a word. Like, because did you hear how he said February?
Yes, I did.
Outrageous. It's an outrage. Like, I love it.
The cold clash would be like, huh? Huh?
February. I thought we had a 13th
National
month.
Treasure, dude.
He is.
National treasure.
I hope he's really, really good. I hope he plays great.
I think he's all right, man. He's gonna be all right. He's gonna be a good player. Now, I don't know if he's gonna be the number one they think he's gonna be, but he's gonna be a good player. He's gonna be a good player.
He may, but once he gets all those old guys out of there, out of his way,
because they do got some old ass over there.
They do.
I mean, they got Thielen. Who else?
They got
Deontay Johnson.
Didn't Shark there? DJ Shark.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, Shark too. Yeah.
Shark's there.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. They got some. They still got some work to do.
Oh yeah, no, they're not. They're not going to be good.
They still got some work to do.
I'll tell you that. That's for sure. Deontay Johnson, Terrace Marshall. They got him. He's not old. Jonathan Mingo. He was a second round draft pick last year. And then Xavier Leggett. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us here on a Monday afternoon. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. After each and every...
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy, 20 minutes away from the most important story of the day. Kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Get back into the weekend that was. Obviously, Falcons open practice on Friday night. Sounded like everything went great. 12,000 strong in the bends. Talk about the Braves as well. Started off awesome.
Yeah.
Thursday and Friday, cool. Saturday and Sunday, not as cool. Day off today. Back at it tomorrow. Hopefully, I don't know what. Hopefully they play better. I don't know what to say. They played like crap yesterday. They scored zero runs against one of the worst teams in baseball. Not the worst team in baseball, though. The White Sox have now lost 20 games in a
Unbelievable.
Row.
Unbelievable.
Which is really something.
Unbelievable.
Really something. They're just a couple of losses away from the all-time record.
Who has that?
Go ahead and go for
who
it.
Who has that?
I think 25 is the modern record.
Right.
Or 26 or something like that. And then 27 is the record. I don't know what the difference between modern and non-modern is, but they're close.
Right.
They're close to it.
That's awful.
Not a record you want.
No.
But if you're going to suck, be the best at it.
I mean, you might as well. We know what you're doing, so just, you know. It's got to be a miserable to be a player on that.
Yeah.
Because baseball's so long.
Yeah.
It's so long. It's so many games. Mm-hmm. And you're just sitting there like, damn. Ah, well. At least we get paid.
Yeah, well. We don't play for them or cover them.
Yeah, at least I'm getting paid.
Yeah, that's right. And it could be worse.
Yeah,
you could have a real
that's
job.
That's the biggest thing. It could be worse, man.
You could not get paid $3 million to be a relief pitcher.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but Andy had a lot of fun this weekend. Went up to Nashville. The bus that we talked about, it was freaking awesome.
It looked very nice.
It was freaking awesome. Got up to Nashville, saw my wife, went to see Boys and Men. It was freaking awesome. It was just awesome. We had a good time. It ain't nothing like people my age at a concert with a band you love having a good-ass time. It wasn't no fights. It was just, excuse me, what you know about that right there, boy?
Everybody knows all the words.
Everybody knows all the words. We had a freaking outstanding time, man.
What was the solution for the deep voice guy?
I don't even remember it because I was so litty when I time I got to Nashville because the bus ride, you can drink on the bus. So I was lit.
How long did that ride take?
I don't even remember. All I remember, I got on the bus, and I was damn near Nashville. Four episodes of Vikings and a whole lot of Tito's.
Because that's not a short drive.
No, and a whole lot of Tito's.
If you're drinking the whole time, yeah, you might not remember how long it took to get
and a whole lot of Tito's, man. But I had a good time. Got to hang out with my family. That damn Gaylord, I mean, I see why I go to all-inclusive. Because I was like, damn, dog, $8 for a beer? He still bought them now. Ooh. Yeah, dog. It was trimming and everything. Then the water park. I hate water parks, but they wanted to go. Fine, whatever. But the most emotional weekend was because you remember my baby girl, Kosh, senior in high school.
Yep.
Emotional. My son, he just transferred to West Georgia, moved to his first apartment. I'm emotional. All right, get back yesterday from Nashville. My son, Sean, go back to school yesterday. Had to watch him pull out the driveway. Emotional. But today, man, my boy, my dog, first day of middle school. Emotion.
Damn, that's a lot of stuff.
A lot of damn dad emotions in one damn weekend, bruh.
Can you have one kid who's not doing something monumental right now?
Emotional weekend for dad, man. Where all my babies going off growing up. And I'm just sitting like, whew, my baby. But that's all I thought. I'm like, damn. What? I mean, they're just growing and leaving.
What was the morning? Because we talked a lot about sixth grade.
Yeah, man.
And the difference between fifth and sixth.
Yeah.
What was the morning like? What was the outfit?
He was fitted up, dog.
I'm sure he was.
He was fitted up.
I'm
Mom
sure
took cold bridge. He was fitted up, ready, and everything. And so we get there, drop him off, you know, and I was just looking at him walking to the school. Like, and if you can tell it's a little bit older because he was getting fit checked. You know, like,
sure.
I can look at a little kid looking at him up and down, looking at his fit and everything. Yeah, my boy fresh as hell today. First day of school fresh. But, yeah, you could, that's the first thing you saw, the fit check.
God.
I gave him like 2 pointers when you go into middle school. That's it. Don't ask no kid how to get to anything. All right? Because they're going to see you to the bathroom, they're going to beat you up.
Yep, they're going to trick you.
All right? That's exactly what I said. Don't do that.
They're going to trick you.
They're going to try to trick you.
Yeah. Or at least they're going to lie to you.
All right? Yeah.
They might not beat you
up, but
they're
going to lie. Don't do none of that right there, dog. All right? And I said, anybody step to you, all right? And I promise you, you won't get in trouble by me. All right? Now, your mama, different thing. All right? If somebody step to you wrong, hit them first.
Yeah.
Hit them first.
Great advice.
Yeah, man, because you don't know 8th grade punch strength.
Hey.
You know what I mean?
And again, some of those 8th graders are supposed to be 9th and 10th
graders. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dog. So I'm like,
those people might have driver's license.
Yeah, and it was a small point. I said, don't hang around the kids with a mustache. That reason right there. But it's good, though. It's good because they keep them all separated. And
yeah.
But eventually, you might run past, dog.
You never know.
You might run past, man.
8th, 6th grade is a different thing.
Yeah, man. So, yeah.
Different thing.
Always be ready.
And they're looking for the weak one.
Yeah, you know? Always be ready, dog.
Don't be the weak one.
He about as big as some of them 8th graders,
too. Oh, yeah. No, he's fine. Yeah. I would pay good money to see what my first day of 6th grade outfit looked like. Because I was set up, man. It was a setup. I had just gotten braces on.
Oh.
So I was like braces that week, so you can't eat anything because your teeth are all sore
right.
from braces. I had a bowl cut, and God knows what I was wearing. Who knows? I mean, it's no telling. But, yeah, it's no surprise 6th grade was a little rough for your boy. We figured it out. It makes you tough, man. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo here.
Bringing you the stories that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show. It's the back page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back page with Bo every day at this time. Hello, Bo.
It's about that time of the week to catch up on what Snoop Dogg's been doing at the at the Olympics. So I got a couple here for you. Here's Snoop calling some BMX.
My main man, Jose Torres.
It is.
You mean he's two women in Dylan and gold medal fulfilling? Watch this twist right here. Bang, bang. Now give me the big one. This is the big fish right here. Come on, give it to me. Give it to me, Jose. Wind it up.
Ooh, now that was fly right there. I don't even know what to call that.
Now, that was Snoop calling BMX on TV, so forgive him for not being as detailed as you may, you know, be if you're calling BMX on radio.
I knew exactly what he was saying the dude did.
I forgive him for anything. Yeah. He can say whatever he wants.
Yeah, I knew exactly.
I think we've all made the agreement that he can call whatever sport he wants and say whatever he wants about it, and it's totally fine. Like, there's no expectation of, like, technical terms. I just want his honest reaction to what he's watching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So one more for you here. Snoop actually went and hung out with Andres Carter, who calls soccer for Telemundo. Andres is teaching Snoop how to make the goal.
Muy especial. Ni más ni menos. S-N.
Double O-P.
Thanks so much for being on Telemundo.
Gracias, señor. Thank you for having me.
Muchas gracias.
Awesome.
Okay, it's 0-0. Let's pretend it's 0-0 in minute 89. Who would you like to score? Let's say Lindsey Horan, the captain.
Horan, the captain.
Ahí viene Lindsey Horan con la pelota. I'm not going to tell you what to do.
Show me.
Okay. Ahí viene Lindsey Horan con la pelota. Peligro viene. Goal!
Snoop got some breath in him. Where's that come from?
Boy, you gotta hold that thing. He know how to hold that thing too long.
I can hold it.
I love it, man. I love it. And you know what? Snoop can call every sport, man, because it makes it fun.
Yeah.
It makes it fun.
I know that there are some broadcasters that are over there that are a little salty about it.
Oh, yeah, man.
They can't say anything because everybody loves it.
Right.
And you don't want to be a hater.
Right.
But, like, there's some people that are like, what? I went to school for this.
What?
Been working my whole life.
What do you mean Snoop Dogg's coming in the
to get an opportunity to call I've been grinding.
What do you mean Snoop Dogg's
calling AAA baseball for 3 decades. I finally got the chance to work for NBC. I'm not even on NBC.
Yes.
I'm on USA.
Yes.
Doing Crossbow. And they got Snoop on the couch next to Mike Tirico. Yeah. But it's cool, though. It's fine. Whatever.
No. You can't say nothing.
No.
No.
If you say anything, you sound like
the hater.
The biggest hater in the universe. But there's definitely some broadcasters over there like, cool. Way to go, Snoop.
Maybe those broadcasters over there are just jealous about how much money Snoop's making over there. It's reported that Snoop's pulling in 500 G's a day.
What?
For being
who?
Over there
from
the Olympics.
From NBC?
Yeah, I guess so. He's there.
500 grand a day?
He's on the NBC cover, so yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, hell yeah, Snoop. 500 a day?
Wait till
the whole time?
Wait till the guy finds that out.
Oh man!
What?
You let them find that out?
He's gonna come back.
I'm getting per diem. I pay my flight,
and they're paying for my hotel. This guy's getting $1 million every 2 days to do this. Well, I mean, they just do $77 billion at the NBA. So yeah,
they got it.
NBC's got it.
Snoop's come back with enough money to open up another dispensary. So it's really Quan is the TikTok handle guy that caught up to Xavier Leggett at Carolina Panthers training camp. Decided to play a little game of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
For taking the interview, who I'm talking to?
Xavier Leggett, Mother South Carolina Knighter.
Okay, my boy in a spot. Man, what position you play?
Wide receiver.
What's your number?
17.
What school you from again?
I went to the University of South Carolina.
Okay, talk that talk. Let me ask you this, bro. You smarter than a fifth grader?
Man.
Hey, y'all be asking some crazy stuff. Hey, some light questions, all right? Yeah. How old are you, Xavier?
I'm 23.
You're 23 years old. You're number 17 and you're 23 years old. If you was born 10 years ago, how old would you be?
Man. I cut the camera.
Hey, just give me your best answer, Dougie.
Nah. Don't do it, dog.
One more. How many months in a year got 28 days?
Only one.
Which month is that?
February.
And you're 100% sure?
Yeah.
And you going with that?
I'm going with February.
All right, you my boy, so I'm going to give you one more chance. How many months in a year got 28 days?
February.
Just February?
Yeah.
No other month?
Nah.
No other month got 28 days?
Nah. Come on.
Sticking with February. That's why you my dog. But you wrong, though.
There you have it.
Question, I guess it's a trick question, man.
It is a trick question.
It's a trick question.
Why you gonna do my boy like that?
Now, that's the 10 plus 23 one wasn't a trick question.
No, that wasn't a trick question.
Right.
He was like,
Have you seen, you know how, like, on Instagram or Reels or whatever, they'll put the AI translate on it so it'll just dictate what you're saying? Uh-huh. So, like, closed captions, essentially. Have you seen closed caption try to do him?
No.
It just doesn't know.
Oh,
it just
really?
Gives up. It's like, who knows?
Oh, really?
Who knows what he just said? That was a bunch of letters that didn't actually make a word. Like, because did you hear how he said February?
Yes, I did.
Outrageous. It's outrage. I love it.
The cold clash would be like, huh? Huh?
February. I thought we had a 13th
National
month.
Treasure, dude.
He is.
National
I hope he's really, really good. I hope he plays great.
I think he's gonna be good. He's all right, man. He's gonna be a good player. Now, I don't know if he's gonna be the number one they think he's gonna be, but he's gonna be a good player. He's gonna be a good player.
He may, but once he gets all those old guys out of there, out of his way,
because they do got some old ass over there.
They do.
But, I mean, they got Thielen. Who else?
They got
Deontay Johnson.
Didn't Shark there? DJ Shark.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, Shark too. Yeah,
Shark's there.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. They got some. They still got some work to do.
Oh yeah, no, they're not. They're not going
to
be good.
They still got some work to do.
I'll tell you that. That's for sure. Deontay Johnson, Terrace Marshall. They got him. He's not old. Jonathan Mingo. He was a second round draft pick last year. And then Xavier Leggett. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us here on a Monday afternoon. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. After each and every...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.